Chapter 46 From The Beasts Within by Maria Helen. Chapter 21 The Dragons of Mars. In 2 years' time, the first manned mission to Mars should launch, if all goes to plan. 11 cold months spent falling away from the only planet they have ever known. And then, the crew will spend 2 years laying the groundwork for a permanent manned base. Theoretically, by the time they return, they will have set in motion a process that will result in the next mission finding a self-sustaining home ready for them, food, oxygen, and all. And, like that book, they will have left one of their number behind. The crew is in training at the time of writing. Major Terry Heinbecker has command, but the media darling is definitely Felice, the cat bioform. Everyone loves the videos of Felice on the space station, bounding about with perfect grace in zero gravity, the world's first bioform astronaut. Felice will handle the initial outside work to the major's directions. And some bioforms and bioform activists complain that this is how it always is. The bioforms do the worst jobs, the most dangerous jobs. But Felice has gone on record herself to ask how being the first Earth-born person to set foot on Mars could be counted a worst anything. There are three others in the crew who will sleep their way to Mars. Two are dragon models. They are quick and capable, slender and flexible models able to work well in enclosed spaces. Moreover, they are cold-blooded and can shut down most of their metabolic activity when not active, saving oxygen and calories. They can freeze, even, and still retain personality and functionality when thawed out. The Mars operation will proceed in a series of stages, as the automatics and the fifth crew member establish various perimeters. Having two the crew who can simply stop eating and slow their breathing almost to nothing in between busy times is a huge saving on what the mission needs to take along. Unlike Felice, though, they are not the poster children for inhabited Mars. Humans are still somewhat leery of a reptile face, even when it is seen through the dome of a spacesuit. They look too much like alien invaders from the old movies. Bees will be the fifth member of the crew, or some of Bees. Hers is a suicide mission of sorts. When the lander returns to its orbiter, when the orbiter returns to Earth, they will leave a unit of Bees behind, with a hatching rack and a variety of body units. Some of those bodies can freeze. Some can shrug off radiation or survive prolonged periods without oxygen. Some are fully vacuum-proof. They could be shot at the moons of Jupiter, say, survive re-entry, and then begin work constructing a base with what they found. Scientists have been busy making nightmare hybrid insects for Bees to be. She will be bee and ant, fruit fly and beetle, and tardigrade, all mixed together for the best traits of each. She is also not the poster child for the mission, though she will do more work than anyone. Bees will keep working, turning their foundations into a home, setting up computer systems, directing robots, spreading solar cells across the Martian landscape, and talking to us here on Earth. For years, bees will be the voice of Mars, and Mars will belong to the insects. Long before the next Mars mission arrives, with a cargo of human and bioform settlers planning to make Mars their home, Bees will have hatched out her last body and died, the first martyr of Mars. I have seen the plans for the settlers. By then, we think, people will be less leery of human enhancement. For astronauts planning to live the rest of their lives on a hostile red planet, it makes sense to give them every advantage. None of them will be able to walk unaided in the thin, reductive atmosphere. But there are 100 little tweaks to Earth physiology that can blunt the effects of an accident, conserve resources. And astronauts' augmentations from necessity will pave the way for widespread human augmentation from choice. There are still fierce pressure groups shouting about letting go of humanity, but they are the same groups who cry that bioforms are less than human. One day, the world will be ready to accept that humanity, just as it is not constrained by skin color, gender, or nation, is not a condition penned into any one shape.